Sister Annie thinks I'm a science project. But you know something? I guess I'm not so average anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back once again to the secret world of Cal and Jack, in which Cal and Jack watch Alex Mack. It's season three. I'm Jack. Joining me, as always, for this very exciting new season debut of The Secret World of Callan Jack, it's Callan.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, Callan. Cold open a song. What did you think?
I'm feeling really groovy.
It was kind of a sexy way to start the show, wasn't it?
That's right.
And we're recording this at the sexy new time of 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon.
Ladies love listening to Callan Jack.
That's right. We are very excited to having the Mac return for season three of The Secret World of Callan Jack and The Secret World of Alex Mack, the TV series. We hope everyone has had a good break between seasons. Callan, what have you done to fill the Alex Mack shaped hole in your heart?
I just like made an Alex Mack out of mashed potatoes.
Oh yeah.
And
an Alex Mash.
Yeah. You know, if you build it, they will come. That kind of thing.
Right.
Yep. Vincent Day appeared at my door and worked the treat.
And did Dave just think he was there to eat mashed potatoes and then Vince got angry at him?
Yeah. He had his monkey. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, right. Sounds good. Well, we are back for the third season of The Secret World of Alex Mack. We're excited to be tackling another round of eps. We have kicked off this season with a first episode called The Other Side.
Part one.
The Other Side, part one. Yes, exactly. The first two-part episode, I believe, we've seen.
Yeah.
This was only the first part, but before we get into that, would you like to learn something, Callan?
I suppose if I have to, I will.
All right. Well, you do. Callan, this week's Mac Fact kind of concerns both the season we're about to watch and the previous season. So this episode, season three, episode one, was called The Other Side, part one. It, along with the next five episodes of The Secret World of Alex Mack, are all in season three, but were originally produced to be part of season two.
That's strange. What, they just like decided not to?
I have no idea. I've taken it from the Wikipedia of episode list, and the first six episodes, you know, they have a little synopsis of what the episodes are about. And then at the end it says, despite the fact that this is a season three episode, it was produced for season two.
There you go. I was just looking up to see if anyone had called when did Alex Mack jump the shark?
Yeah.
Because I thought it might be one of those, you know, clever answers like, actually, the correct answer is between part one and part two of The Other Side. But no one's called it. So I guess that's something that falls to us is to officially call when Alex Mack jumped the shark. And it might be too early to tell, but
it could be too early to tell. Isn't the problem, jumping the shark with... Isn't when someone jumps the shark when it becomes too ridiculous to believe?
Yeah, so the term comes from in Happy Days. There was an episode where the Fonz had to jump over a shark with speedboat.
Yeah.
Like had to do a ski jump over a shark, and people were like, that's when Happy Days became not good anymore.
Yes.
And then it became like this, the shorthand for when the show kind of just loses, it just goes ridiculous and kind of loses what it's all about.
Yeah, famously referenced in Arrested Development when Henry Winkler playing the family's lawyer, they're all on a dock or a pier for some reason. There's some fishermen and he goes to walk off and has to jump over a shark that's been caught.
Yeah, so it felt I don't know. It felt a little bit whiffs of shark in this episode.
Well, I've always thought that the problem with Alex Mack was that it hadn't
jumped
enough sharks.
No, yeah. I do agree with you. Because the thing about this episode is that it's probably the most out there episode, but also one of the most boring. Like, they managed to have this really out there plot idea for it, which sounds on paper like it would be, you know, great, and then it's just really difficult to watch. And even the thing that made it even more difficult to watch is that the episodes are normally like a little bit of a slog to get to, but at least they resolve in half an hour. This one didn't even do that. As soon as it started to get interesting, they're like, to be continued. And I guess it had a bit of a fun cliffhanger, but do you want to get into the synopsis?
I think so. So this episode opens with George Mack and Annie Mack, Alex's father and sister, doing some science in the garage. And George Mack shows Annie a new compound that he's been working on, that when you add this compound to GC-161, its DNA kind of splits in half and it duplicates itself. So then later on, Annie is performing her daily experiments on Alex. And Alex has kind of been, Ray's getting in Alex's ear about how she's 14 now and she shouldn't have to do everything Annie tells her to do, and she should be able to live her own life and she shouldn't have to do experiments with her every day. So Alex is a bit dirty on Annie, and they're in the middle of their experiments, and Alex puddleifies because she's sort of had enough and she wants to leave. And then Annie turns around to show her this compound, but she trips on Alex.
Yeah.
She sort of steps on Alex and she trips and drops this new compound, GC-161 divide, onto the puddleified Alex. And of course the puddle splits in two, and then they both start sort of chasing each other around. And then they hop into the sewage pipes and go for a really long journey and pop out. Both these puddles pop out underground in a sewage pipe somewhere. They come out and Alex is just covered in shit. And it wasn't that gross, but she does come out, and Alex remorphifies into a regular human self, but the other puddle also morphs into an Alex, and we've got two Alexes.
Oh my God. Just when you thought this show didn't have enough Alex, they've gone and doubled it.
Yep.
Twice as much Alex.
It's the secret world of Alex Max.
That's right.
And of course, as we all know, in following the rules of TV shows, especially from the 90s, that if another copy of someone appears, the copy is obviously evil.
Yeah. So there's evil Alex and, like, I guess just like wimpy Alex, boring
standard Alex. So evil Alex decides that she's finally the one who's able to have all the fun that Alex has never been able to have. So evil Alex locks regular Alex in this underground kind of bunker thing, and goes off to just kind of be obnoxious and rude to people.
Yeah. Not really evil, just kind of like a stroppy teenage girl.
A cruel and self-centered brat, as the Wikipedia describes her in this episode.
Oh, wow.
Wikipedia
burn.
So she's walking. Evil Alex is walking back to her house, and she bumps into Robin and tells off Robin for always being too depressing. And then she gets home and she walks into Annie's bedroom. Meanwhile, Annie's been going crazy with worry because she doesn't know where Alex is and hasn't been able to find her. And she's gotten Ray on board, who Ray in turn has called his uncle Cliff, who's a city planner, to get plans for the sewage, you know, system of the city, so they can try and track down where Alex will have gone, but to no avail. And then Alex walks in and has a confrontation with Annie, where she tells Annie she's mad as hell and she's not going to take it anymore. And she throws Annie across the room and says, "I'm not your guinea pig anymore." And then the next day she puts on a sick leather jacket and big leather boots and she stomps downstairs and tells her parents to off and eats a donut for breakfast.
Yeah, and she not only eats a donut for breakfast, she eats a donut in the most frustrating to watch way. She's just picking all of the individual hundreds and thousands off it and just like, just take a bite at the donut, Alex. Stop picking at it. Just disgusting.
You know what, Callan? Evil Alex doesn't care about your donut eating norms. She does what she wants.
It's just like this weird nub of a donut by the end of it. It's just gross.
Maybe the budget didn't extend far enough to have multiple donuts for multiple makes.
I figured that's what it had to be. They're like, look, we've only got this one donut, so we can't have you taking bites of it. If you could just pick at it like a little chipmunk lady, just that would be
shove it into your cheek so we can take it out for the next take.
Yeah.
And reset it on the donut.
But yeah, she's not like normally I think the fun with these types of episodes, and I think I remember seeing like there's an episode of like Buffy where there's like evil Xander or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like the fun of the episode is it's fun seeing someone who's normally quite, you know, restrained, kind of letting their hair down.
Yeah.
And then at some point it kind of goes too far and you're like, oh no. Mm. But this evil Alex was not fun to watch at all. It was just like, I don't know if you ever at like a family dinner and someone's got like a kind of stroppy teenager who's just refusing to engage and is just like really frustrating to be around. It felt like that.
Yes.
It's just like, it's not that bad. Eat your dinner. It's delicious.
Yeah. And the extent of her hijinks or the shenanigans she gets up to is on the way to school, she walks past a house and like uses her powers to pull the washing off the line. Mm. And the other thing she does is walking past a convenience store. She zaps the gumball machine and makes all the gumballs fall out onto the ground, and then a large man trips on them.
That was quite funny watching that guy trip on the gumballs. It was kind of like, you know, when people do things wrong in infomercials where it's like, you know, I don't know how to open a bottle. Like, are you tired of opening bottles and having it spill everywhere? It looked like one of those guys. He was like having such a bad time when he was falling down and the groceries were going all over him. He was like, oh no, happening again.
Oh, I'm on the ground. And then at the end of each episode, they do a thing where they over under the credits, they have a still from the episode. And you know, sometimes it's Ray hitting a home run in the baseball field or Alex zapping or someone having a good time. This was just an extreme close up of this guy's face looking distressed on the ground.
It was pretty good close up.
So Alex is evil. She has a little falling out with Nicole as well for no reason. And then meanwhile, Alex has spent, she's been stuck in this bunker overnight. And we find out that the bunker is like the basement of a building that's about to be explosively demolished. And we start hearing the countdown, the announcement and the countdown that this building will be demolished in 10 seconds. And then we freeze on Alex's terrified face. And then we see the subtitle "to be continued."
Yeah.
And now we're left to just wonder what's going to happen in the next episode.
I imagine we're going to get another 20 minutes of stroppy Alex being stroppy, and then they'll find Alex and let her out.
And she'll be fine.
Smush her back together. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know what they should have done if they really wanted to be clever was put the first episode of this at the end of season two. And then the second half, so everyone would be like, oh my God, I can't wait until the next season comes out. What's going to happen to Alex? Yeah. Is she going to be okay? Yeah.
They really left this episode on an uncle cliffhanger.
Yeah, actually, they should have probably paused it just as the guy was about to slip on the gumballs. And he's like, is he going to fall? Is he going to be okay? And maybe they'd have like two versions, a sliding doors version where he falls over and then he like goes home and he doesn't see his wife having an affair, and the one where he doesn't fall over and he gets home in time to see his wife having an affair.
Or the next episode is just 20 minutes of him kind of running in place on the gumballs, almost falling.
Whoa. Thought he was going to fall there. Whoa.
Alex wore an interesting shirt.
Yeah. It was very distracting. I found it hard to watch the episode because she was wearing like, would you say that's like satin?
I think satin, yeah.
Yeah, she was wearing this weird kind of like half button up satin. It looked like a pajama top. It looked like satin boxes that had been made into a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it was just very, very strange. But I guess that's just a normal 90s thing.
I guess so. Do you think perhaps, because it was this satin thing, it was kind of pink and I think it was a bit flowery. Do you reckon they had good Alex wearing that so that there would be a bigger like distinction between what good Alex is wearing and then what bad Alex decides to wear with her cool leather jacket and checkerboard shirt.
I guess so. That's true. I think that they could have done a little bit more with bad Alex. They put her in a leather jacket, which, okay, yep, cool. That's classic bad person to do. But she needed some sunglasses.
Bad bitch, Al.
Yeah. She needed maybe like, you know, black lipstick, sunglasses.
I was thinking black eyeliner or something.
Yeah. Or maybe she could get some, like, you know, racist tattoos or something.
She could have carved a swastika into her forehead.
Get love and hate on her knuckles.
Hey, Callan, if you were going to get words tattooed on your knuckles, what would they be?
I'd get hello, ja.
Hello, kitty.
Yeah, I'd probably just get something that ran out of letters.
Yeah. and you'd have to write the letters real small at the end.
What would you get?
I'd get neat and tidy.
That's pretty good.
Isn't that good?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
This is something we had a discussion of while we were wearing. We were saying that if good Alex wears hats, then bad Alex wears the opposite of a hat.
Yeah. Which I guess, it's shoes, right?
Shoes? Or like, is it a hat, but like a shit version of a hat, like a visor?
Or is there some sort of device that that covers the lower half of your face? I guess like a face
like
mask.
Like a face mask.
Or one of those like beard nets that people who have beards who work at bakeries need to wear.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought you meant those things that people use to catch beards.
there one goes. When I was Googling, when did Alex Mack jump the shark?
Yeah.
I didn't come up with a result for that, but it has come up with a fan fiction story in which Alex Mack and Hermione Granger from Harry Potter team up with the team from Stargate SG-1.
Yep. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. What's it called?
It's called The Return of Alex Mack.
Okay. Interesting.
It's about 2,000 words long.
I got time.
It's got some reviews. Maybe we'll just go to the reviews. Just been rereading this and it's still sad even when you know it's coming.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
All right. I think maybe this is some homework between now and next episode. We should read this story.
read the Secret Return of Alex Mack fanfic.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Stargate SG-1?
No, I didn't. But I feel like you've talked about it a lot. Was it Stargate that you liked?
I was probably more of a Sliders person.
That's what you like talking about.
I like Sliders. Because Sliders is the perfect show.
I'm actually more of a Taco Man. Sorry.
Yeah, but they're not small and bite-sized. No, it's like the perfect show because it's like every episode they just can go to a new world where the laws can be completely whatever they want. Like, this is exactly what Alex Mack needs, is a more Sliders influence.
Yeah. Actually, something Alex Mack does do in this episode, which we've been hanging out for, is she uses her zappy powers to zap people. Like, she uses it as a laser.
That's true. She zaps Ray.
She zaps the shit out of Ray, and she's going to zap him again next episode. We saw her in the next time on Alex Mack.
There's a funny bit at the start where Ray's, like, saying, like, I think Kelly says something mean. Her Alex's arch nemesis says something mean to her. And Ray's like, you should snap her. You should zap her. And she says, you know, I can't go around zapping people. What would that make me, Ray? And he's like, come on. Do it. And he's like, if I zapped everyone every time I felt like it, I'd zap you. And then Ray kind of gets a little bit into it. Maybe I need a zap. Maybe that'll get me, keep me on my toes. And that was a little bit of Ray Alvarado that I don't know if I wanted to know.
Hey, I just had a thought. I think that the clothes that Alex pulled off the line when she was walking to school, I think that was Kelly's house.
Yeah.
I think she was chucking Kelly's clothes on the ground to make him dirty.
Yeah, I think she just needs to go full carry, though. Like, she needs to throw people across the room or just do something other than, like, oh, no, my clothes fell on the floor. And, oh, no, is that convenience store going to be able to make its bills this month with all of its lost Gumball revenue?
Gumballs falling over the ground.
It's a family-owned business. They can't afford to be bleeding Gumballs. I guess what I'm saying is that Evil Alex needs to be a little bit more evil.
She does. She does. She needs to get worse.
Or maybe it's just, you know, that in the 90s, this seemed very evil.
Yeah. I mean, she did lock good Alex in a bunker with no intention of letting her out.
That's true. She is intending to explode a young girl.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty evil, I guess. But maybe she could have, like, tied her to a train track or something.
She could
like,
have something mustache twirly.
Yeah. Or, I don't know. It felt like this episode, really all that happened was the first scene and the last scene. And then there was, like, about, I don't know, 18 minutes of filler in the middle, which was just Alex walking around looking kind of a bit pissed off.
Yeah.
And people going, what's wrong with you today? And her going, there's nothing wrong with me. Why
things
do people
have
keep
changed.
Saying that?
Things have changed. This is how I am now.
I am now like this.
Hey, Callan, you know how a minute ago we were trying to figure out what the opposite of a hat is?
Mm-hmm.
What's the opposite of the thing that's the opposite of a hat?
A hat?
She doesn't have a cat. Her mom's name isn't Pat. But she always, well, almost always wears a hat. Alex Mack wears a hat.
How about that?
Yes, it's everyone's favorite segment. Hat Chat, it's back for season 3. And in this episode...
She wore a hat.
She wore a hat. She wore one hat, but then kind of she wore this a blue backwards cap. I think it was Vans brand. A very nice hat, but she did ceremoniously throw it in a trash can when she emerged as Evil Alex. Good Alex kept her hat on the whole time.
Yeah. I thought that was good, but maybe she should do something more with her hair or just something to accentuate the fact that she's not wearing a hat.
Yeah, well, she took her pigtails out
because
pigtails are a classic good girl thing to have.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're a bad girl, you let your hair down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do when I'm feeling bad.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, Cal, if you were split into a regular you and an evil you, what would the evil you be getting up to? What are the evil things that you always want to do but don't because you're such an upstanding citizen?
Probably push someone down the stairs. I often, like, do you ever have this, like, if you're in public or whatever and you're, like, walking up an escalator or down an escalator and there's someone who is, like, you know how you're supposed to stand to one side of the escalator if you're going, and people who don't do that... Mm. I often just get like the image of what it would be like to push them down the stairs, which I obviously never do.
Yeah.
But I think if I had all of my kind of restraint pulled out, that's
the world without consequences. That's how you would behave.
I'd probably like push someone down the stairs, and like even if they had a pram, I'd just kick the pram.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your thinly veiled thing that you've been wanting to do all your life?
Steal a hot air balloon.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool.
And then slowly make my escape to somewhere predetermined by the way the wind is blowing.
It's pretty hot, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, but I'd be doing it in a leather jacket and a tartan skirt.
Yeah. What would you wear? Like, what would be your evil outfit?
I think, honestly, it would probably be a leather jacket because I think they're super cool, but I'm not cool enough to, like, pull off wearing one.
Yeah.
But cool evil Jack doesn't give a shit what anyone thinks.
I think I'd probably have cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah. I
think cowboy boots would be pretty good. And you know the ones with the things that make the little clinky clink noises as you walk in?
Yep.
And I'd like walk into somewhere and you'd just hear the clink, clink, clink.
You'd walk into a saloon and the guy would stop playing piano.
Yeah. And I'd finish like smoking my cigarette and put it out on the ground.
Yeah.
And then, I'd probably have a bar fight with someone. Like break a pool cue break over pool, someone.
Yeah. Maybe I'd just start dressing like Johnny Depp.
Yeah, just get a lot of bangles.
Yeah.
Or bracelets. So I think the male version of a bangle is a bracelet. No, are they still bangles?
I think they're still bangles. They still bangle.
I think they should have got Johnny Depp to play the evil version of Alex and Ali. That would have been pretty good.
That would have been good. It would have been good if they just got some other person to play her.
Yeah. Well, they did some sort of like maybe she had dark hair or just something. Mm. Something to make her look a little bit more evil.
Eye patch. Goatee.
She really needed an eye patch or a goatee.
She could have had an AR-15 slung over her shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Just to make America great again hat.
Oh, good stuff. Look, I mean, I didn't hate this episode, I'll be honest. Like, I think even though as far as an evil Alex goes, she wasn't great. Like, even just seeing her, like using her zappers as finger gun, like actually, you know, injuring people. She threw Annie across the bed. She was, you know, she threw her weight around a little bit. And you know, the guy, the close-up of the guy falling over on the gumballs at the end was tip-top.
I think it's like my problem with this, it's like a bad pizza. It's like you order a pizza kind of thinking like, it's pizza. How bad could it possibly be? How can you f*** up a pizza?
Yeah.
And this show keeps doing this where it's like there are these concepts that on paper, you're like, that's going to be great. Yeah, yeah. That is going to be a ripper of an episode.
Yeah.
Evil Alex. Good.
Great.
Good one, guys. Great. Two episodes. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
And then they just somehow managed to like glom on to the most boring aspect of it,
yep.
Or just not follow through on it. It was like that that episode where the chimpanzee got the Alex Mack powers. That should be an amazing piece of television. But they just dropped the ball on it, and it's just like, I don't know, like
they just dropped the gumball.
Yeah. Like when you get that weird ham that looks like it's been put through, it's like, where is this like even ham?
Ham that's been like reconstituted.
Yeah, it looks like it's gone through one of those like pencil sharpeners. Just, I think that's what frustrates me is like the potential that they've lost. There's so much that could have been done with this idea.
Yeah.
And maybe it has been done in this fanfic maybe. Episode.
Maybe that's why that's what drew people to creating Alex Mack fanfic, because there's so much potential there, but it's just not realized in the show itself. So fans have to sort of make it up on their own.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, should we wrap up this episode there? Callan, have you got anything else to say about part one of The Other Side?
I think part two has got to be better, right?
I think so, surely, surely. I thought we could wrap up this episode being the first episode of season three. Just as a little sneak preview, I know we've kind of been burned by this in the past by me mentioning episodes coming up and getting excited about it, a la the chimp episode. But I thought I'd throw some of upcoming episode titles at you just to see if you know it gets you a bit more excited for the rest of season three. What do you think?
All right, hit me.
Okay, so we've obviously got The Other Side, part one and two, coming up. At some point, there's an episode. So coming up, there's an episode called Bad Girl.
I feel like they maybe missed up. Because that's the other thing. What is The Other Side referring to?
Yeah, I don't know.
In this, like, this should be called The Bad Girl. Yeah, I think they mixed up their titles. But yeah, okay.
The Creeper.
That sounds pretty good.
The group is coming up. New World Order.
Oh, no.
But the episode that I'm by far most excited about is season three, episode seven, Big Ray.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, no, Jack, you've given me false hope. I've got a, like, Honey, I Blow Up the Kids Ray episode in my head, and it's never going to be that.
I'm reading the description, and that's not what it is.
Oh, man. Now I've just got this itch that's never going to be scratched.
You know what you need to do, Cal? You need to write a fanfic.
I need a Big Ray. The biggest Ray. That would be so easy to come up with a plot conceit of why Ray gets really big. Yep. Like that.
They wouldn't even need to plot it. They could start the episode and it could be Annie running into Alex's room and saying, hey
Ray's really big. And then just 24 minutes of Ray just like walking around at various scales going, whoa, I'm big. It's Big Ray.
Just at various scales, depending on how big he needs to be for the gag that they want to do. Like, how much bigger does Ray need to be for him to be like better at, like, just good enough at basketball that he passes for a basketball player?
And then like him getting real small so he can like fall on the gumballs, but the gumballs are like real big.
And then the episode can end with him fighting Godzilla.
I'd watch that. I think it would probably be better than that Kong versus Godzilla movie.
I think so.
Ray versus Godzilla.
Well, that is going to do it for us for season one, episode one of season three of The Secret World of Cal and Jack, in which Cal and Jack watch Alex, Matt, Callan. Have you had a good time?
Yeah, I need. I think I just need to reacclimatize myself to what this show is, because I think I kind of got myself into it last season, where, you know, my expectations, if anything remotely interesting happened in the episode, it was a good day. Yeah. And I've been watching some other like better television in the gap. And I need to just forget. You know, unlearn all of the things that I've learned in the real world and come in with beginner's mind. But stick with us
Stick with the Secret World of Cal and Jack as we continue next week with episode two of season three of The Secret World of Alex Mack. Until then, I've been Jack.
I've been Cal.
My best friend Ray thinks it's cool.
And my sister Annie turned me into two separate people. But one of them is bad, kind of.
And we'll speak to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.